You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Gentlemen, before I start this article, I'm going to start off with a famous quote from one John F. Kennedy. Those who make peaceful resolution impossible make violent revolution inevitable. That's going to be the underlying tone and eventual reality of the article that I'm going to share. Now, this article was published on the 10th of March. Gen Z, millennials, think women's rights have gone too far, according to a new study. Here we go, gentlemen. Here we go. A surprising number of people in younger generations believe that women's rights have gone too far, with a new survey revealing gender equality progress could be at risk of stalling. Now, this is a very lengthy article, so I have to chop it down for size. However, that last phrase, gender equality progress could be at risk of stalling. Let's go ahead and cut the bullshit. Modern feminism is not about gender equality. It is about two things: female supremacy and some twisted form of revenge, retribution, that women of today have had planted into their minds that women of the past went through so much crap at the hands of men in the past that men and boys of today have to pay the price for it. Yes, gentlemen, you even have little girls in school trying to charge little boys in school with some form of sexual harassment. However, the little boys are like, I just want to play with my Tonka trucks. You have little girls telling little boys that they're part of the patriarchy. Once again, the little boys are like, I just want to go outside and shoot marbles. I have no idea what you're talking about. But once again, that is part of that endless programming and brainwashing that is put into little girls that grow up to be rabid, man-hating feminists. Yes, gentlemen, we are in the midst of an outright assault on men. And unfortunately, you have too many goddamn turncoats from the male side who have no problem with it, as long as they can do one of two things: get laid or get paid. This is why, as men, we will never have a united front. Yeah, that teacher that got pregnant by that 13-year-old boy, you still have women siding with her. Gentlemen, there will come a day where things are going to go hot. Yeah, the screwfly solution will come to pass. New research conducted by Ipsos UK and the Global Institute for Women's Leadership at King's College London found that over half of people in younger generations believe the push for equality is now negatively impacting men, and that they are being expected to do quote unquote too much to support progress. And there, gentlemen, is where the turncoat males reside. According to the results, 52% of Gen Z and 53% of millennials agree that, quote unquote, we have gone so far in promoting women's equality that we are discriminating against men. They forgot one word in that phrase: openly discriminating against men. This is compared to 46% of Gen X and 40% of baby boomers. Boy, did the boomers and older Gen X put men and society as a whole in a massive trick bag. Why? Because they were made to feel guilty. And they were constantly hit with, oh my God, anytime that men actually want to try to fix themselves, that means you're anti-woman. They use that ultimate shaming tactic. Yeah, but have these flea-brained women actually understood? They would say, you know what? Men actually should get the help that they need. Why? Because if men get help, if men are fixed, who is the direct beneficiary of well-adjusted, law-abiding men? That's right, women. Once again, marriage. You have women saying that marriage equals slavery. No. You guys know how I feel, what my thoughts are. If anybody's enslaved within marriage, it is men. However, it is no longer enslavement for men. It's a hostage situation for men. Why? Because every married man needs to understand that the gun of the state is pointed at his head at all times. But once again, you have women who've been thoroughly convinced and brainwashed that they get no benefits from marriage, even though they get all the benefits from marriage. Man, let me get back to this article. In fact, many of the questions showed that younger generations were less supportive of efforts to advance gender equality than boomers. Well, you have this massive thing called social media that has exposed feminism, or should I say modern day feminism, for what it truly is. Like I said, a bunch of man haters who have no problems subverting the legal system to use it against everyday average men. And yeah, men are seeing it. Men are tired of it. Men are walking away. However, unfortunately, you have countries like Scotland that are going to push their men into a corner. And we all know what happens when an animal or a person or a man, excuse me, gets backed into a corner. Things are going to happen. Like I said on Hammerhand's video, we're being pushed into a situation to where society level hockey mask time might kick off. Mm-hmm. For Australia, 51% claim strongly or somewhat that they agree with the above statement, compared to 41% who disagreed, with 60% of those who agreed being men. Men aren't stupid. Men can understand when we're being screwed over. Now, let me go ahead and skip down. The report noted that the results pointed to warnings of a reaction to the movement for greater equality, and that, quote unquote, progress on gender equality remains at risk of stalling. Once again, It's not about equality. It's about female supremacy and retribution. Compared with pre-Charlie 19, more people think things have gone far enough, and more people think that men are being asked to do too much, the report notes. I'm going to keep harping on that because you have far too many women out here talking about, well, men need to do this, men need to do this, men need to be better, blah, 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 blah. And guess what? Men are saying, you know what? I don't have anything else left to give. I am tapped the hell out. Every time men ask women, hey, what is it that you really want? The answer is always a moving target, i.e. shifting the damn goalpost. Half also believe that steps towards women's equality are leading to open discrimination against men, and more broadly, that there is slightly less confidence that life today is better for young men than it is for young women. Boy, if that is not a mouthful right there. In another surprise result, Gen Z and millennials, excuse me, were the generations that most believed a father who stays at home to look after his children is quote unquote less of a man, with 30% of both groups agreeing with this statement, i.e., no, men, you shouldn't be a house husband. You shouldn't. Don't do that. Now, I understand, you know, sometimes, hey, it being married, having kids, that is a joint effort, even though we have a society that thoroughly tells men, yeah, you're not really needed, blah, 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 blah. You can go over there and just get out of the woman's way. Yeah. This went down to 22% for Gen X and reduced even further to 14% for boomers. Yeah. Yeah. Quote unquote, there are high profile examples of misogyny that are still rife. Former Australian Prime Minister Julia Gillard, who was chair of the Global Institute for Women's Leadership at King's College London, said, really? Really? Misogyny. Everything to women that you do not agree with, they love to hide behind that word and use it as a sword and a shield. Oh, you don't agree with what I said. You hate women. Far too many men fell for that shaming tactic. Far too many. My thought process is this, something that I heard Dennis Sperling say. Me disagreeing with you does not mean that I hate women. It simply means that I respect myself enough to not let you shame me into compliance. Period. Point blank. We all know shaming tactics is nothing more than a way to put you in line. However, gentlemen, like I said, when it comes to shaming language, agree and amplify. Agree with the shaming tactic and make your response so over the top that it causes the offending person to somewhat short circuit. Quote unquote, there are worrying signs from this research that such views are not only gaining among the public, but also deterring people from advocating for women's rights, she said. Quote unquote, no one should be afraid to promote equality. Once again, it is not equality. It is female supremacy backed by the state. And we need to do much better in supporting people who call out injustice where they see it. No, only women who call out perceived injustice where they see it. I.e., this man is not agreeing with all of my crap, therefore, he's a woman hater. Meanwhile, that same woman could be spewing some of the most misandric stuff that a man could ever hear. But men, you're supposed to sit back and take it. Nope. Quote unquote. Yet we mustn't be complacent. That's its younger generation who are most likely to say a man who stays at home and looks after his children is less of a man is a disturbing reminder that there's still much more to do and that future progress is not guaranteed, she said. Basically, they're trying to reverse engineer men into being women, quote unquote. But no, nope. Chief executive of Ipsos UK, Ireland, Kelly Beaver, MBE, said the research shows that significant gender equality progress has been made, but there's still a long way to go. Yeah, I don't think so. Once again, do I agree with the statement that women's rights have gone too far? Surprisingly, no. It's not gone far enough. Now, I know some of you might be saying, wait a minute, what do you mean, RPM? Well, let's just go ahead and break this down. You guys know there's always a method to my madness. The reason why women's rights have not gone far enough is simple. Until women are getting equal, you know, dirty jobs, it's not gone far enough. Until women are equally represented with equal sentencing in crimes, it's not gone far enough. Hell, let's go back to Scotland. When you have a literal misandric law being proposed, and the law outright says it is male only, women's rights have not gone far enough. Until this world stops pandering to women to get them to continue to consume, women's rights have not gone far enough. Yep, the true equality that women claim that they want until it's actually given to them, then women's rights have not gone far enough. I'm just saying. But I've rambled on long enough. Read the full article. Let me know what you guys think. And women around the world, you need to understand this very, very clearly. Look at Scotland. Look at what's going on over there. What do you think is going to happen when those men decide to shut down the power? That's right. Men can end feminism in one fell swoop if we so desire. Those men shut down the power grid. That's it. Game on. But, like I was about to say, understand this. When the power goes out, feminism and all the misandric practices that women are allowed to do under it will go out right along with it. Because trust and believe, ladies, you're going to end up creating the barbarians that are eventually not going to have to storm the gate. They're just going to start going wild and collecting skulls. And the simps and the cucks, yeah, they're going to end up being the first ones to go. And then what? Bad days ahead, ladies. Bad days ahead. That's all I gotta say for this one. RPM, I am out.